Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Alabama's school superintendent is telling Alabama public school systems to start using a new student enrollment process that makes clear a Social Security number or birth certificate is not necessary for enrollment. Superintendent Tommy Bice sent out a standardized enrollment form. That's after the Southern Poverty Law Center complained that more than 70% of Alabama's school systems were using enrollment practices that violated federal prohibitions against denying or discouraging the enrollment of immigrant children. Many of the previous forms required a Social Security number or birth certificate. Covenant Hospice will host a seminar about Alzheimer's today in Fairhope. The three-hour conference is geared towards medical personnel and caregivers and will discuss topics such as research, treatment, and care for those with Alzheimer's. UAB professor and presenter Dr. David Geldmacher says the event is a great opportunity to share knowledge of the disease.
It's a great pleasure to be able to work with hospice organizations in programs like this. And the services that a hospice program like Covenant can bring to those families provides great relief to some of the stresses that emerge as a person moves toward the end of their life.
The event will start at 9 a.m., is open to the public, and will be held at the James P. Nix Center in Fairhope. The Museum of Alabama is showcasing history and capturing people's attention with its new themed tours. The museum will host one of its free themed tours at 1 p.m. tomorrow. The tours will focus on one central piece of Alabama history. Museum spokeswoman Georgia Ann Connor says the first themed tour will shine light on Indian villages around the year 1300 to a 1910 railroad town.
So they really kind of show the progression of small towns in Alabama over the centuries. So John Harden, who is our museum content coordinator, is going to be focusing on the dioramas and also some of our other artifacts in the exhibit to talk about sort of the evolution of life in small-town Alabama. So that'll be the first one.
Future tours will include exhibits on textiles, Alabama celebrations, wars, soldiers, and a tour dedicated to children. Goats will be on the run this weekend in Elkmont. Belle Chev Creamery is hosting its first annual Running with the Goats event tomorrow. The event is inspired by Running of the Bulls, which takes place in Spain. Running with the Goats will include a 10K, 5K fun run, and a relay run with the goats. President and CEO of Belle Chev, Tashia Malakasis, says this event is the first of its kind.
There's not another run that we know of in the country that's like this. So this is the first event nationally. It's our first annual. We'll continue to do this. And so I think it's extremely unique and will be lots of fun for all kinds of ages.
Malakasis says the event is a great way for participants to learn about the town of Elkmont and Belle Chev. During the event, the creamery will be open, so participants will have the chance to sample ice cream and cheeses. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Friday includes a hot day. Temperatures top out in the low 90s. Lots of sun. The risk of rain very small today at 10%. As for the weekend plan, Saturday, Sunday highs will be in the mid-90s. Hot, hazy, humid. Overnight lows near 70. Look for only a small chance for a lone afternoon storm. Many of us over the weekend stay dry. A better chance for rain arrives next week. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.